Washington, the Senate Banking Committee is getting ready to vote on and likely approve California Congressman Christopher Cox, he's a Republican, as the next chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission, that vote expected tomorrow. Last Friday, President Bush also nominated two Democrats for the commission. Joining us with more from Washington is Marketplace's Hillary Wickay. Hillary, welcome to the program, and tell me, how are people thinking about the prospects of Christopher Cox?
Well, the president's nominations, his announcements on Friday, create a package deal. So that means it's likely to see some success in tomorrow's confirmation hearing. The bundling of the nominations works for both sides. The president gets his top pick to chair the commission, and the Democrats get their picks for two of the five seats on the commission. The five-member SEC usually has three from the majority party and two from the minority. On the other hand, both sides have to suffer a little bit as well.
Well, what's the opposition to Christopher Cox?
Well, those opposed say he's accepted a lot of money from the securities industry during his congressional campaigns, about $250,000. Attorney Edward Labaton represents investors. He says Cox has also supported legislation in the past that would have weakened securities class action suits.
It could, in a worst-case scenario, put the SEC in a position which has been the problem with many, many, many administrative agencies, state and federal, where they are in effect captured by the people who they are supposed to regulate.
But Hillary, those concerns are not so widespread that Mr. Cox's nomination is in jeopardy, is it?
No, it's not. That's the whole point, is that this package makes it a little bit smoother sailing. But with that said, big business isn't going to get everything they want out of the deal either. The CEOs who make up the business roundtable, in addition to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, say that they don't like the Democrats' choices to serve on the commission. Commissioner Roel Campos has been renominated to serve a second five-year term, and an SEC staffer, Annette Nazareth, has also been nominated. Business hasn't been happy with the SEC in the post-Enron world. The last thing they want to see is an SEC insider on that commission. Attorney Stan Anderson serves as legal counsel for the chamber.
You know, staff are staff, and they have their role and their responsibilities, which I'm sure they take seriously. But, you know, we have felt in the business community that the staff has been kind of unfettered, and I just think it would be sound policy to have a commission that has an independent, fresh viewpoint.
So nobody gets everything that they want, but if the package deal makes things go as smoothly as some in Washington hope, full Senate confirmation on all three could come later in the week. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we're looking at how hybrid technology is being used less for fuel economy and more for performance.
Hillary Wickay of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.